Yeah, October 7th is just over 7 months ago, and Hamas launched the attack on Israel, killing over thousands of people, including 364 concert goers at the Nova Music Festival, and our very own Doron Levin, a freelance journalist and Sirius XM radio host, is actually in Israel right now at the site of the music festival, chronicling it, and he joins us live right now as well. Doron, how are you?
Hey, it's good to hear from you, Rocky. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I know it's evening there right now. Are you actually calling us from the actual site?
I was actually at Nova about 30 minutes ago, and we just moved with a group from Detroit to from the Nova site of the Nova Festival, where we spent a couple of hours, to a big armored base that the IDF is showing us, and it's quite amazing. You'll get a kick out of this. All the instructors at this armored base are young women, 20 years old, 21 years old, 22 years old, lieutenants, captains, sergeants, people who young women who train the armored corps, and they're talking to a group from Yeshiva Bet Yehuda of
I know it well.
Jewish women from Jewish women from Detroit. And it's quite a scene.
Yeah, and you know, Israel was one of the first militaries to integrate women into their fighting force, and they've done such an incredible job because, quite frankly, when you look at the population of Israel and all those that surround them that want to actually potentially cause evil or attack Israel, you've got to use your population to the best of their abilities. So Israel's really done a great job of integrating men and women in combat roles, as a matter of fact. And Doron, tell us a little bit about the scene at the music festival. I know it's going back 7 months ago, but people need to remember that there still are hostages in Gaza, in Rafah, potentially underneath tunnels, and that this attack was what started this situation.
Right. Well, it was one of the places that was attacked. And actually, what's interesting is that when the Hamas broke into Israel and began to attack the settlements, the IDF has discovered they really did not know that the Nova Music Festival was taking place. They actually happened upon it by accident. There were several thousand people there, and they didn't really know that. And, of course, they caught them by surprise. The Hamas was caught by surprise, and then the attendees at this music festival were caught by surprise. And, of course, many of them were murdered. Some of them were tied to trees and abused physically, and then lots were taken into captivity and have been held hostage by Gaza. And this is I've been in Israel now for 2 or 3 days, and it hangs so heavy on the country now, this idea that hostages have been taken and not returned, and all of those who are complaining about civilian casualties and casualties of non-combatants, it's all terrible. But if the Hamas will give up the hostages, the war can be over. They need to surrender. They need to give up the hostages, and the war can be over.
And that's what we need to be really stressing, because even in amongst the United States, our young population is missing the point that the war could be over if the hostages were returned and Hamas would no longer govern the Gaza Strip. But, you know, Jerome, I'm very interested to hear about the Israel perception of the Netanyahu government, because right now we're hearing on the news that the Minister of Defense, Gallant, is actually starting to criticize Prime Minister Netanyahu for indecision on Rafah.
Well, this is a country with a lot of opinions about politics and everything else. And before the war, Netanyahu had his supporters and his detractors. And of course, there are many more detractors now, because after the war, many people blame the Netanyahu government and everybody who was involved in the security apparatus for the breakdown in intelligence and the breakdown in defense that allowed 1,500 people to be killed and several hundred to be taken into captivity. And this country has been given a glimpse of what it's really like, could be like on a massive scale, if we are defeated by our enemies here. God forbid that should happen. But people are really understanding now, unlike any other time in Israel's history, that this is an existential threat, and they have to put a stop to it. So there's a great determination. There's sadness, of course, for the people who are lost, but there's a great determination to defeat Hamas and to defeat anybody else who wants to invade Israel.
Yeah, we can hear. It sounds like there's chants in the background.
Yeah. The soldiers are leading the women from Yeshiva Bet Yehuda in a song, and they're all clapping, and that's what you hear in the background. And there's such great joy and such great solidarity. You know, there's a saying that when things are at their worst, we're at our best. So this is a very tough time for not only the country, but the Jewish people. And what you're hearing is the sound of solidarity in the background.
No, that is very true, that in the toughest times, you see the best emerge out of certain people. And out of a country of people. And I got to ask you, there's a lot of talk in the United States, especially in the U.S. media, about the populist support in Israel in the attack on or the war in Gaza and potentially the continued operations in the Rafah area in the south. What does the population feel? Because, you know, we're getting a lot from our news media here, but we want to know what the man and woman on the street feel about the operations in Gaza as well as in Rafah.
Let me say this, Rocky. I've been talking to as many people as I can over the last 48 hours. And what I understand, of course, there's a spectrum of beliefs from left to right. It exists in Israel just as it exists in the United States. But most everybody I talk to, believes that this war has to end with a victory. There's no way that a force like Hamas, which is the sort of kissing cousins, if you will, of the people who took down the World Trade Center, who murdered Anwar Sadat. These are religious extremists who basically want to end Western civilization and replace it with an Islamic caliphate. And it's important that people listen to this and hear what exactly it is that they aim to do. The Hamas has already said if it is not defeated, it's going to do this again and again and
how
again.
True.
And it would be wise to heed them.
Yeah. And what's the feeling of the people on the street as well with the United States and what happened with the Biden administration basically saying that they're not going to release arms and then they are going to release arms and that they're going to release certain arms? What's the news like in Israel?
I think it's much more alarming to American Jews, to Jewish Americans and people who are on Israel's side and live in America than it is to the Israelis. The Israelis know what their agenda is. They know what they need to do. If they get 2,000-pound bombs, they'll use 2,000-pound bombs. If they need to use 400 or 500-pound bombs, that's what they'll do. And if they need to use 2,100-pound bombs, that's what they're going to do. And if they, as Netanyahu said, if we need to use our fingernails, we'll use our fingernails. But there's no other option but to win here. It's not winning for winning's sake. It's winning to perpetuate your existence.
No, that's very true. And Daron, I really appreciate the fact that you're giving us a man-on-the-street perspective. It's something that we need to understand as a people, especially in the United States, that if Israel was armed and the nations around Israel were not, would there be war? Most likely there would be extreme peace. But if Israel was unarmed and all the nations around Israel were armed, what would happen? And we've seen what would happen over the many years since 1948. So, Daron, do you have any last thoughts that you'd want to leave us in with?
This is the reason I decided to come over here, is because I wanted to really get a street-level view of what's happening. And at the same time, as I say, that there's this sadness and this shock at what has happened, there's also this great determination and great cohesiveness in the society and in Israel. And I've never seen people as together as they are and as dedicated to one another as they've been. And they've been, you know, absolutely heroic. Just absolutely heroic. There's no other word to describe how the volunteers have stepped up and gone to the fields and picked fruit and vegetables because some of the men are out fighting in Gaza. They've taken over. They've, you know, a lot of people have been moved out of their homes from the north and the south.
Yeah.
And so people have organized squads to bring the children everything they need and the food they need and the money they need. It's just, it's very heartwarming.
Yeah, Daron, thank you very much for that story and that report. Our very own Daron Levin, freelance journalist and SiriusXM radio host, reporting live from Israel. Yes, Daron.
One last thing. My columns are going to be in the Detroit News. People should look for them there on the editorial opinion page.
I'm going to look for them personally, and I'm going to let people know. Thank you, Daron, for your great reports, and be safe.
Thanks.
You're listening to Focus on WGR. Rocky Rutschkowski.